In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, today we have the Gospel in very exact and beautiful words, perhaps the most clear exposition of the Gospel in all of the Scripture, and also in parable. These two readings are rarely together, but because of the way the year is, because of the time that Pascha occurs, or actually occurred last year, sometimes the readings are changed around this time. And the epistle always keeps, this epistle is always read on this Sunday after Pentecost. But sometimes the gospel changes. So these two readings are rarely actually together. And I think that they both say the same thing if you listen and carefully to them. St. Paul in Philippians expounds upon what the gospel is. Now, literally, gospel means good news. But that doesn't really tell you much. There's a lot of things that people consider good news. What is the good news? St. Paul tells us. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when you were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Do we understand what these words mean? How cataclysmic they are? How they have completely changed who we can be? The apostle says we were dead in sins. He's not talking about the things that you do or don't do. He's not talking about whether you get angry or irritable, or whether you steal or lust. Those things happen because of who you are. He's talking about who you are as a human being. We were dead because we were in a state where we could not know God. Because of the weakness of our flesh, the sinfulness of our flesh. Not things done or not done, but who we are. Because who you are determines what you do. Christianity is about changing who you are. Not your name, but your character. And the apostle says we were dead in sins. Do we understand what this means? And we have glimpses of it. I hope you see them in your life. When you see that you get angry when you shouldn't be angry. You're jealous when you shouldn't be jealous. That you find yourself going back again and again to behaviors that are just wrong. And you know they're wrong. I've told you many times, as a priest, one of my biggest goals has been, all of my life as a priest, is that my flock would learn that there's blackness in you. There's darkness in your heart. There's coldness. That's the dead in sins part. But God has quickened us. God, the good news is God has made it so that all of the darkness can become light. And all of the coldness can become warmth. This is truly a tremendous thing. Just look, every day that you live your life, how much is going on that is just foolish and sinful and ugly and painful and cruel and unjust. We walk through life seeing so much that is just not the way it should be. And it's not that way because of people being dead in sins. And to a greater or lesser extent, even us, still going back to the dead way of life. I don't mean things we do. The things we do are ugly. But it's the ugliness inside that causes the things we do. Christianity is about changing that. But not changing that with a wand. Changing that by grace we are saved through faith. Only God can make us well. But God will not make us well unless we desire to do well and desire, and in our desire, struggle to do well. The good news is that we can become completely perfected It doesn't make any sense to our minds because we see imperfection every day in the way we live. In our existential being, we know we're imperfect. There's so much that's wrong. But God said we can become perfect, and in fact, He commanded that we become perfect. Now, why would He command something if it was not possible? If He did that, then He would be cruel. And our Lord is not cruel. Our Lord wants us to be alive. Truly alive. Truly, the only person who's alive is the one who is with God. Because in God is all life. And you can only be with God when you are perfected. When you're holy. Christianity is becoming holy. You know that many times throughout the years I have defined salvation in various ways. The Scripture does it countless ways. Our services, countless ways, defining what salvation is. Because salvation is not something that you can just say is in on a certain page of the dictionary and that is its meaning. Salvation is us becoming so that we would have no sin in us, no darkness, no coldness, that we would be all light and be in the presence of God and be not ashamed. That's the good news. And that's what the apostle is telling us, if you understand what the phrase dead in sins mean and being quickened, that is raised up together with Christ. We don't deserve any of it. Of course we don't. But God will give it to us. But we must reach out for it. So He says, for grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. We know this well, especially in areas that there's many Protestants. This verse is known well to people. By grace you are saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And then people put a gigantic period there. And stop. And they don't see the rest of the gospel. The rest of the gospel is that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're created to be good. We're created to know goodness. You can't know goodness without being good. You can't know kindness without being kind. You can't know the love of God unless you love. So we are created to know God. To know God, we must walk in His way, in His path. Other places it's called the way of the cross. That is, to know God by emulating Him. We are created for a purpose, brothers and sisters. What good does it do to buy a fine car and put it in a garage and never use it? What good does it do to say we believe in Christ and not walk in the path of Christ and to do ascend from virtue to virtue, from humility to love to graciousness to gratitude to all of the virtues? This is our purpose. And this is the good news. That we can do this. No, we don't deserve any of it. But God has adopted us. We're sons by grace. Jesus Christ is son by nature. He has all the prerogatives of being a son because He is God and the Son of God. We can have the prerogatives of being a son because God has saved us by grace. But a son follows the way of his father. A son lives as his father lives. So, the gospel is to become like God. Because God has decreed that it can be so. He's not decreed it so. It isn't decreed without our effort involved. But he has said we can become perfected, and he's ordered us to be perfected. Now, the parable of the sower is also the same gospel that the apostle speaks of, but in a figure, in metaphor. We're created for good works. All of the people, all of the ground that the seed was sown into are the souls of people, the character of people. So there's seed that's sown into the hard ground, the wayside, people that have very little love for God. And the devil snatches the seed from their hearts because it never penetrates. Then there is that seed that is by the rock, really that shallow ground. There can be germination, but then because there's not much ground, there will not be much moisture, and the plants will die. Those are people that although they say they believe in God, they do not understand what the apostles spoke about, that we are created unto good works, that we might walk in them. Then there's that seed that falls among the thorns. Thorns are the passions, the cares of life, and they choke out the good seed from growing to good fruition. And then that seed that falls upon the good ground and grows to perfection. That good ground is that person who knows that he's saved by grace through faith, and he has a sense in his heart of gratitude that he could never do enough, ever, to fully show how thankful he is that God has saved him. And even though he can never do enough, he's going to try. And God is going to reward his efforts by having him ascend in virtue, by walking in his path, in the Lord's path, and having good works in his life. And with these good works, we become able to understand God. We become able to hold on to the grace of God. Because grace of God is all around us. The rain falls on the evil and the good. It falls on the good ground and the wayside and the rocky ground and the thorny ground. But the grace of God only brings to fruition those who are on the good ground. Those who have a sense that their whole life is given to them by God, and that they have the privilege of becoming like our God, becoming holy and perfect. This is the gospel. It's much misunderstood. The gospel is not about rules. Some of you think that it is. It isn't. Not at all. It's about becoming perfect. How can you become perfect unless you try? Unless you really make an effort. God has called us to perfection. And if you look in your heart and you see how imperfect it is, do you want your heart to stay that way? Who would want their heart to be dark and cold? I'm sure you've experienced, like I have, that little shiver in your heart, that constricting in your heart when something happens, and you think as you know you should not think. Do you want to be like that all your life? The Lord doesn't want you to be. He doesn't want you to be dead in sins. Because when that heart is shrinking like that, that's death. We're created for life. Created for brightness and light, not for darkness, for warmth, not cold. But it takes a great effort. It's not an easy thing, because there's a lot of darkness in us. But God can make it all light. God is rich in mercy and in his great love, wherewith he loved us, even though we were dead in sins. sins have quickened us together with Christ. And because of this, because we can become completely changed, we walk in His way unto good works. And we become good. That's the gospel. What a beautiful thing it is that we can become good. May God help us to obtain this. Amen.